What are you here for?
I'm getting my fingerprints from DACA.
Is this your first time or are you renewing?
Second time renewing.
This is Alan Garcia. I met him in the parking lot of Durham's immigration office. He was there to request an extension for his deferred action. The policy is also called DACA. There are two main steps. First, you complete a series of forms. Then you provide documentation showing how long you've been in the country and where you're enrolled in school or work.
And then they send you a letter saying that they have got it. They got the application. And after that, you have to wait until they send that appointment. And after the appointment, you get the fingerprints, their pictures.
That's called the biometric services appointment. And that's what Alan was about to do when I met him at the immigration office. He's in school right now to be a nursing assistant, and he doesn't want anything to go wrong. He was nervous. So nervous that he showed up almost an hour early and waited in the car. It's stressful because when you apply for deferred action, you're agreeing to open yourself and your family to background checks. You're coming forward and saying, we entered this country illegally.
I think about deferred action kind of like it's a Band-Aid. It patches you up for 2 years.
This is Rishi Oza. He's a lawyer with David Brown Immigration Law Firm.
People want to be productive. You know, kids your age and, you know, perhaps a little bit older, they want to make something of their lives. And I think it's a program that allows people, at least temporarily, to kind of get on their feet and be able to achieve the things they want to achieve.
One person who's really making the most of the policy is Melissa Mintum. She came to this country from Jamaica when she was 10 years old, and she is about to start her first year at Meredith College.
I want to major in math and biology and minor in psychology because I'm really interested in cognitive research. After I graduate, I want...
She asked us not to talk about how her family came into the country, or really to talk about her family at all. So many people I try to interview for this story didn't want to talk to me because they were scared of drawing attention to themselves.
What if something is wrong? What if they find me and then decide to deport me and my family?
Melissa is safe for now, but attorney Rishi Oza says it's really important to understand that the deferred action is a presidential policy, not a law.
Just like it was implemented by the president back in 2012, it could go away.
According to the federal government, as of April of this year, more than 500,000 young people received deferred action. Many, like Melissa Mento, will need to reapply in the coming months. For WUNC Youth Radio Institute, I'm Lily Morales.